Facebook.
There you go. You're hearing it on a Thursday, and it's almost that time for the Fair with Flair to roll into town. 31st of October, Thursday. It's just around the corner. We are, in fact, today, exactly a week away. Holy moly. The time has been flying. We've got the ladies from the Fair with Flair in the studio with us representing the Christmas Fair Fund. And on microphone number one, Gabby Lyle is in the house. Gabby, how are you?
Fine, Mike. Getting very excited.
Yeah. Building to a fever pitch. And yes. Alongside you, Michelle Sutherland. Blake, Michelle, how are you today?
Good morning, Mike. We're good. Thank you. We're good. Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited for the 2024 edition of the Fair with Flair, and building on the success of last year, where you were at a new venue, it was a whole bunch of new energy and a roaring success. This year, even more exciting stuff, and you're even more settled. So, I mean, we've been having a chat off air. Yeah. There's so much to discuss. I don't know. I think we might run out of time, but let's see how much we can squeeze in. Because wow, every year the Fair with Flair, the Christmas Country Fair, as it was previously formally known, has been raising the bar, and this year 2024 marks how many years of the Christmas Country Fair, the Fair with Flair, Mish, would you say? 72 years, and run and coordinated by the tireless team of ladies, the Christmas Fair Fund. Yeah. And as an amazing annual highlight on the social calendar, raising tons of money for the charity work and the worthy causes that the fund supports. And just giving local shoppers a chance to find some exquisite stuff, some amazing experiences, and knowing that while you're having a blast shopping, you're contributing towards this amazing organization and the great work that you do. So for those who are looking forward to getting their ticket for the 2024 edition, the Manor House in Sheffield Beach is the venue once again.
Yes, it's, yeah.
And vendors are in no short supply. You've got a whole host of amazing returning favorites and some brand new additions as well. Tell me, Michelle, what are we looking at?
Yes, we do. We have 130 vendors. It's been a very tricky one. We had fantastic response to our applications. We always want to try and accommodate everybody, and it gets really difficult. We're limited with space,
yeah.
But we've got a beautiful showcase lined up this year. We're excited. There's a good energy. Our creatives are bringing a beautiful energy to the fair this year. Our theme is Heartbeat of the Community, and I think it's just the story behind the Christmas Fair Fund, the Christmas Fair Fund team, the ladies, and the community that support us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And you've been pulling vendors from as far afield as Pretoria, I believe.
Pretoria, Cape Town.
Wow.
Yeah, we're very grateful. We've picked up a good following.
130 odd vendors. Different vendors and stall holders going to be on the scene.
Correct.
Yeah. Over three fantastic days. Thursday, the 31st of October, it kicks off in style, rolling until the Saturday, the 2nd of November.
Mm-hmm.
And with a big foodie focus this year, am I right?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, every year we're not perfect. We always take learnings out of our initiatives, and I think last year we battled a bit with our food offerings, but we've definitely got it right this year.
Yeah.
So we've ticked a lot of boxes. We have Philly's Foods coming in. She's going to do a beautiful Christmas harvest style table for us.
Sure.
We've got a champagne garden, we've got strawberries and cream, we've got a fresh bake stand. The Christmas Fair ladies are baking again. Pizzas. We've got Chef Rum doing the falafels. We've got today's batch doing beautiful bagels and some nice curries.
So from the grab and go side of things as well.
Grab and go, or sit down and enjoy under the trees. We're doing a beautiful champagne garden, so
magic.
Linger longer. Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Gabby, what are you most excited about the mix for this year? I mean, where can you even pick out a single thing?
I cannot. It's all so exciting. And the creative ladies have really, really done such beautiful work this year.
Man.
It's stunning.
And look, just talking about how this year is leveling up, I believe on Saturday there's an early active start with your first kind of park run taking place. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we've... we, again, just engaging more with our community, and it's a beautiful space, so we're using the space. We've partnered with one of our local property companies, and they're going to be hosting the fun run, so Hunter helping us with that. 5 kilometers, and anybody who joins us for our park run or walk gets into the fair for free.
Yay!
And there's also some free coffee up for grabs.
So that's a great way to start a Saturday.
100%. Lovely breakfast. Lovely breakfast. We're going to have some nice breakfast buns. Our Christmas fair hubbies and partners and friends, the boys are going to be lighting the fires for burry rolls.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, all good.
This is a great one. And then typically the last day of Saturday has always been like a family day.
Absolutely.
And a great day to bring the whole clan on down.
Yeah, come and linger longer.
This is the thing. Kids, very welcome.
Absolutely.
Some great activities for the youngsters.
Yes, we've got, so children under 13 is no charge, but also we've got a special ticket on a Saturday. So for a family of four, it's 200 Rand. And children, we've got Christmas creative activity. So we've got, Skylar's kit doing some beautiful painting and various activities. I don't want to say too much. Come to the fair. You've got to see it. Yeah.
Just to let folks know, though, that it is definitely going ahead. It's undercover, so whatever the weather is bringing, and weather's looking good on the long range forecast.
Mm,
that is sorted, so you don't have to worry about it being postponed or wrapping up early for any weather related stuff. The road is looking good.
Road is looking superb.
And we've got a shuttle service.
This is a big thing. I mean,
people
parking
can't walk.
There's plenty of parking, but there is the shuttle service as well. So and particularly if you've been really shopping up a storm and you need
help with your bags,
some assistance. The shuttle service is there to make light work of that. And we've talked about the foodie focus. There's a let's talk about demos. Let's talk about the creative workshop. Friday is a big day for that. 9 to 12. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. So our Thursday we always find is a big shopping day. It's a very busy shopping day. Friday is our more intentional shop, and the ladies that want to come back and take their time going through the fair, and a different focus. So if they do their shopping on Thursday, Friday they can come back and be inspired and participate. So we start the morning at 9 o'clock with Simply Bliss are going to be doing a beautiful dried wreath. Our Christmas fair ladies are doing their Christmas table setups. We've got a Christmas menu focus, and we've got the personalized wrapping paper, screen printed with Pop and Jay.
Come on!
Yeah, no, very awesome.
So this is now your call to action. If you haven't already blocked off your calendar for one of those 3 days, from next Thursday, the 31st of October, Friday as well, and Saturday being the last day, the 2nd of November, Quicket is the place to go to grab your ticket online right now. And tickets from $100, and with that special family ticket available on Saturday, which $200 for a family of four, really, really, you don't want to miss this one. The Fair with Flair is going to be back with its biggest and best version ever down at the Manor House, Sheffield Beach, playing host to this awesome highlight on the social shopping calendar, and all for a great cause, all supporting the amazing work and initiative that the Fair with Flair's organizing body, the Christmas Fair Fund, for 72 years have been doing this thing. And what an amazing group of ladies. We know that the team is hard at work right now. There's so much happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's a hive of activity. And between now and this time next week, wishing you all the best, ladies.
Thank
because
you, Mike.
It only
Thank
ramps
you,
up from here, hey?
It ramps, yeah. No, the ladies are very busy packing and pricing and sorting out, cleaning signage, getting our final decor bits together. Yeah, lots of excitement.
Hey, well, don't forget to follow all the excitement as it builds on social media, and pop onto the website fairwithflair.co.za for more details and for the link straight through to the Quicket page. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, just go to quicket.co.za and search for Fair with Flair 2024, and you will see the Quicket page waiting to take your payment and to give you your tickets well ahead of time. Ladies, online is always best, hey, to get your tickets before the day, right?
Yeah, you avoid the queues, so I think that's it. You know, we have a big rush on Thursday in the mornings, so just to avoid the queues, it's a very quick process. A lot of our ladies do the Quicket the online purchase, and yeah, just it smooths out the process.
It just makes it easy.
It does.
You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. We're going to be touching base before doors open on Thursday. And ladies, I hope, if we don't have you back in studio, because you'll probably be spinning on the ground, we'll do a little telephone crossing. What do you say?
Fabulous. Thank you. Look forward. Thank you, Mike.
Yay. Thank you, Mike.
My special guests in the studio from the Christmas Fair Fund, Gabby Lyle, Michelle Sutherland Blake, and making sure that you've crossed out reserved a space on your calendar for the Fair with Flair 2024. Make it happen. 31st of October, next week Thursday, until next Saturday, the 2nd of November. It's going to be the kind of thing you're going to want to go to more than one day. Trust me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Oh.